Hello and welcome to the weekly Lionheart Remember to Flourish Remembrance Call. I'm Dan Dugan. I'll be your guide tonight. We decided to do this as a support process and support system for all those folks out there that we've worked with over the years that are interested in leadership mastery and moving themselves forward, because without leadership mastery, without people in their lives leading from a deeper place, from their inner wisdom, the world won't be as good as it could be. And what we're signed up for is a flourishing world where every living thing and every living entity and system is thriving. So leadership mastery is the key, and the way to get there is practice, practice, practice. And we teach people this meditation style called remembrance, where you're actually tuning in and finding out that you've got everything you need whenever you need it all the time. It's nothing you have to go get. It's already there. We just forget, and we want to help people tune in and experience that. So that's why we do it, and we're hoping that by having the support system in place, it'll excite you enough to start your own daily practice, and from there, wonderful things can happen. So the way these work is I'll do a short teaching on a topic for the week, and then I'll begin to guide the group deeper into your hearts in a process of remembrance. So our teaching tonight is about expanding the group consciousness when you are working with a group. So the people that we come in contact with, people who are listening in tonight, are often in positions where they're leading a group or they're a member of a group. And sometimes those conversations can get pretty kind of tied into an agenda. People are promoting a particular point of view. They're talking on the surface, or they're ignoring things that are really important. And it can get pretty, can get pretty frustrating. So there is a way, using remembrance, to lead a group to a deeper level. And you can do this pretty on the sly. You don't have to get, you can kind of keep it a little veiled if you're talking with a group that you're not sure is ready for this. So, but let me tell a little story first to explain why I chose this. Over the weekend just passed, I was working with a group of people who are designing and creating actually a whole new organization. Going to be an integrative medical center down in Northern California. And it's an exciting project. These are people who are really into it. They were already people who know how to go into their hearts. But even so, I was a facilitator for this meeting. We were planning, a pretty huge project here as a group. We had about 20 people. And from time to time, they'd get off on these tangents. People would be talking about what happened in the past and why this wouldn't work or that wouldn't work. And so the antidote to that, because we were, at times it was stalled and weren't going anywhere, or we were going down rabbit holes, was to just stop the group and say, okay, let's take a time out here. Now everybody, take a big, deep breath. And sometimes, it depended on the time of the day, if we've been sitting for a while, I actually had them stand up and stretch their arms and bend over and move a little bit to get the blood moving and the body uncreaked. But then to stop and go inside silently with the question of what's really trying to happen here? What's happening that's possible? What's emerging in our group that will take us to a new level? We're on a topic of planning a facility. So everybody has ideas about that and what, how many, rooms there ought to be and what should be in those rooms and all that. But let's drop below that. Take a minute, drop inside, and see what your heart shows you is really what's trying to happen here. So we did that actually two or three times over the course of the weekend, and every time we did it, what came back, and it only took about 5 minutes of quietness, and breathing and asking people to go into their hearts. It only took about 5 minutes each time for something really different to happen in the room. The whole atmosphere changed, and people came back much more quiet, much calmer, and much more contemplative, much more in a state of reflection. And what they shared took the whole group to a whole new level. So this is possible with any group. So if you're in one leader or not, and you see that, you know, it's kind of stuck and it's not going anywhere, or there's a topic that's really important but people are playing around on the surface of it, then you can request and you can guide them into their hearts by just saying, hey, let's take a second here. Let's stop the chatter for a second and see if we can find something new that's trying to happen. And it feels like there's something important happening here, but we're not quite getting there. So if everybody would join me, let's just take a second, you know, close your eyes or not, and breathe deeply and bring your attention inside and see what your inner wisdom, your heart, has to say about this situation. And let's drop out of our minds for a minute. And that works, and that can be, it's pretty benign in terms of bringing a group that maybe isn't used to this kind of thing into it, because people have had moments of self-reflection. Many people meditate or have meditated, so it's not like it's a weird thing. So I offer that as an idea when you want to, you know, really get to what's possible in a group. So we'll try that a little bit tonight. Let's go into the remembrance. So get comfortable wherever you are. And as long as you're not driving your car, you can close your eyes if you wish. And begin to notice your connection with the earth. We are human beings. We're of the earth and we're of the spirit. So we want to, check into our connection with our feet, where they connect to the earth. And maybe your rear end in the seat as well. Just notice the connection point. And when you do, when you pay attention, you'll notice that there's a vibration, a energy flow that's happening. So we always start with our body, because it's the most connected with the earth. And so just slowly scan your physical being, starting with your feet and moving up. And you'll notice that the energy flow is actually happening everywhere, but it feels different in different parts of your body. So scanning up your legs and where you're sitting, noticing your lower belly and lower back, and your belly and solar plexus, middle back, and upper back and shoulders, where people carry a lot of tension. And your chest, that can also be tight under stress. Things can happen during the day where we get stressed and we never, even though what triggered the stress has gone away, we maintain that tight posture because we're not aware of it, where we're doing it. So when you notice you're holding tension, you can just allow it to relax. Keep going up on your neck, your throat, your face, scalp. And particularly noticing if you've got any places where you feel stuck or blocked in terms of that energy flow in your body. And we'll note that and check on that later. Okay, so human beings, we also are subject to the weather system of emotions that come over us. And just a reminder that emotions aren't permanent. They are markers. They are pointers that something happened or is happening that needs our attention. And But they're like the weather. The storms come, the storms go, the rain falls, the rain stops, sun comes out, the wind blows, gets dark, it gets light. But it's changeable. It's not permanent. So what's your emotional state right now? You're just checking. And then one of our more dominant areas, states of being, is our mental state. We spend an enormous amount of time in our minds trying to figure things out, trying to navigate the day with all the distractions that come at us that require our mind's attention. So we're going to not engage with any of that right now. We just want to notice the level and the quality of that activity in the brain. And we're just checking in with our starting point here, so nothing to fix, nothing to change, just notice. All right, good. Now let's check on the state of your heart. This is the spiritual aspect of the human being and the everlasting part. The body wears out, the spirit does not. So what's the state of your heart? How open is it? How soft is it? How heavy is it? And in terms of shades of light or dark, how light or dark? And how does your heart feel? Does it feel open and receptive? Does it feel tight and resistant? Or somewhere in between? This is all we want to know right now. Okay. So let's drop in, and then we'll use our breath to help us with that. Take a big deep breath in. And exhale. Noticing when you inhale, go ahead. Our body fills up, our being gets a little full and a little kind of tight at the seams. And then when we exhale, we can just drop in, we can just relax, we just let go. So, we'll do that a few more times. So breathe in and hold it with count of four, and then exhale and hold it for kind of four. We'll do that. We'll do that two more times. Okay. Now bring your attention back into your heart. Noticing its current state again. And add the remembrance, your word or phrase that symbolizes for you the source of everything that you need. And trust that it's always available. And our mission here is just to open our awareness to that fact, noticing how we're being completely taken care of at every moment. It can be very subtle. So go ahead, begin to repeat your word or phrase, and then just be in a state of noticing. it may seem like nothing is happening, but it is. So notice what nothing happening is like. And allow yourself and your heart to open, not trying, but allowing. Anything you need is available all the time. We don't have to think we have to earn it, to ask for it. But this is a free and a gift, I guess, that's on purpose. It's set up that way. All we need to do is tune in. Keep going. And now referring back to our teaching tonight, has there been a situation, a conversation with even one other person or a group of any size where you felt somewhat dissatisfied? Maybe there was more, but the group wasn't going there or seemed staying on the surface or driving an agenda when there was more that was not being covered, not being discovered actually. So if you can recall a situation like that, you can try right now to see what your heart shows you was happening beneath and behind that is moving in the group. That was a deeper purpose or opportunity. Can you just add remembrance to that situation and see what opens up? And this can be really subtle, so you want to notice and trust your sense of, you know, is there more, without trying to figure out what's more, just noticing if there is, is there a sense that there's more to this? And if so, keep going, just be open. Alert to what might be available. Our hearts have a great capacity to uncover the truth. And the essence of things. So we're just giving it room, space. Sometimes what's happening in a group is that you'll get a sense that something is missing or something is needed. And your heart can tune in and it's very capable of noticing that. You trust it. And when you do, then a good way to move a group forward is to inquire about that missing thing or needed thing. It gets people focusing on those questions. And somewhere in the group, it'll come out, usually more than one person. We'll notice what's happening. And then a great relief will move through the room. And you all have moved as a group to a whole new, deeper, more profound space. Okay, we're going to go for about another minute. Okay, so as you are ready, you can come back to this outer world, and if you're not ready, please stay in. Things may be happening, let them run, stay in remembrance if you can after this call, and stand. Even 5 or 10 minutes a day, and, you know, sitting in quiet remembrance will really help renew you and open you to possibilities that you would otherwise miss. And if you have an opportunity in a group, try the experiment of, particularly if there's a lot of mental activity, and there's an essence that's missing, to step in and invite the group to stop, breathe, and listen deeply to what else might be happening that would be valuable, a valuable contribution to whatever the topic is. So that's my invitation for you. All right. Have a wonderful rest of your day or evening, and we'll talk to you next week. And I think I have someone on the line who wants to ask a question. I'll stop the recording and take that question after. Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.